Venezuela has the world's largest oil reserves, but as Venezuela battles the coronavirus, it can't get enough gas to its gas stations. In the capital, Caracas, people start lining up around midnight to try and fill their tanks the next morning. As Mariana Zuniga reports from Caracas, it's making life even harder for a nation that's already been mired in severe economic collapse.
Dr. Arturo Martinez was one of hundreds of motorists waiting for gasoline in a miles-long line at a station in eastern Caracas. He arrived at 2 a.m., but 5 hours later, he wasn't even close to reaching the pumps. When Martinez woke up in his Honda Civic, his car was a mess. It looked like a small apartment.
Bueno, en este momento creo que poco desordenado.
We prepared ourselves to spend the night here to be able to refuel. We brought some food and pillows to be a little more comfortable while waiting.
Every day before dawn in Caracas, key workers like doctors line up for hours at the few gas stations that still have fuel. Venezuela is short on gas because its refineries have collapsed and the country can't import fuel due to U.S. sanctions. Martinez says the shortages are limiting his ability to function as a doctor. His car is the only way he can get to work due to a lack of public transportation.
Bastante porque va a llegar el momento donde va a haber una incomodidad tan grande.
It's frustrating and sad. There will come a time when there will be such great discomfort that doctors will say, I'm not going to work. I'm not going because I have to suffer to get gasoline and I'm exposing myself to the virus while waiting in line.
Further back in line, Dr. Alejandro Rodriguez is also waiting for gas.
A la cola de la gasolina llegué a las 5 de la madrugada. 5 exactamente.
I arrived at 5 a.m. It's 9 a.m. I should be in the hospital right now. Fortunately, what we do as colleagues is that we cover somebody's shift when that person is in line for gas. This is what we do, but it shouldn't be like that.
The government has promised that doctors and hospital workers will have preferential access to fuel stations, but Rodriguez has found the solution to be less than useful.
En mi caso no ha sido así. Yo he tenido que hacer la cola de los médicos.
I've had to line up within a special queue for doctors, but it's still a line. They are day-long lines, practically. I don't know if ambulances get preference, but my car doesn't.
Just a few years ago, this scene would have been unimaginable. The country with the world's largest oil reserve running out of gas. Critics of President Nicolas Maduro blame the collapse on government corruption and mismanagement. The government blames U.S. sanctions. In Venezuela, filling a tank is basically free. Thanks to government subsidies, a full tank could cost less than a penny. But out of desperation, some people like Jesus Peña, who sell chicken at an open-air market, are now turning to the expensive black market for fuel.
Uno a dos dólares por litro.
I buy it in dollars, around $1 to $2 per liter.
That's really expensive. He needs gas to pick up and deliver his food. Venezuela has less than 500 reported cases of the coronavirus. The country imposed a nationwide lockdown in March when just a few cases were detected. And since then, Peña hasn't been able to fill his tank at a station due to long lines. So he gets creative.
No podemos traer a comida. Uno, yo me vine sin gasolina.
Yesterday, my neighbor sold me 20 liters that he took out of his car. I paid $20 for it. The problem is going to get worse. I have more than one colleague who's not delivering anymore because they ran out of gasoline.
Even though Peña desperately needs the gas to keep his business going, he doesn't know how much longer he can keep paying the high prices.
De verdad que no sé. Mira dónde va el dólar. Tengo la gasolina para esta semana.
I have gasoline for this week. I don't know what will happen the next one. It's worrying. I'm really worried.
Back at the gas station, as the line advances, some drivers like Dr. Martinez push their cars rather than turning on the ignition. Anything to save just a little extra gas. This extra time in the car gives Martinez plenty of time to think, and he shares the theory with me. He thinks the government is now using the shortage to keep people under quarantine at home.
Podría hacerlo porque si tú limitas,
it could be a little bit of social control. If you limit gasoline, you'll limit the movement of many people who ride in cars. If you see it from that point of view, it could be a way of control. If there's no gasoline, then you don't leave home.
Just a theory, though. The line advances one more time, and it's time to push the car again. For the World, Mariana Zúñiga, Caracas.